Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And now a call in about Sunday's marathon on this simple question. What's different for you this year? Runners, spectators, family, businesses along the route, tell us. It's been 2 years since the race. What's different this year? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And obviously we ask because since the last marathon, two major stories have affected the marathon community. Last year's marathon in New York was canceled in the wake of Sandy, controversial at the time that it wasn't going to be canceled and then that it was. And the Boston Marathon, of course, suffered that terrorist attack this year. So in this, the first post-Sandy, post-Boston Marathon, what's the difference? 212-433-WNYC. Runners, what'll be on your mind as you make your way through that 26-plus-mile course? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Runners in particular, but anybody close to the marathon, family members of runners, spectators, businesses along the route, what's different this year? What will you be thinking about with the cancellation of last year's marathon here because of Sandy and what happened in Boston earlier this year? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Runners, call up with a shout-out before you set out. 212-433-9692. The airwaves are yours. Stay with us. Brian Lehrer on WNYC with a call-in for the final segment of our show this week about Sunday's marathon on the simple question, what's different for you this year? Runners, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And as your calls are coming in, I'll just say, look at the marathon course. And it is in some ways a tour of communities affected by Sandy. It begins along Staten Island's eastern shore, then crosses over to the southern Brooklyn Shore communities. Runners will pass less than a mile from parts of Red Hook that were completely flooded and public housing that didn't see power restored for weeks. Runners, will you be thinking about Sandy as you run, sort of community by community, as well as the cancellation last year? Were you part of the thousands of runners last year who turned their efforts to recovery after the race was canceled? 212-433-WNYC. And what will it be like now to run through some of these same areas that perhaps you helped volunteer in last year or that you just didn't get to run in last year? New York City Marathon runners, what are you going to be thinking about this year? And is it going to be different from last year? Or are you just happy to get back to Marathon Sunday as usual? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Martin in Long Island City are going to start us off. Hi, Martin. Thanks for calling in.
Hi. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You bet. So you're going to run on Sunday?
I'm excited. I'm thrilled to be running in this year's New York City Marathon. I'm a 15-year New Yorker. And
have you ever done it before?
I have not run the New York City Marathon. I was supposed to run a number of years ago, and it was around the time of 9/11. And I'm a 9/11 survivor as well. So this past year, we were flooded out in Long Island City, and we certainly helped a lot of neighbors. And it was a community effort to get Long Island City back to where it is today. And it's certainly an honor to be in this race. And I'm also running for my wife and her organization. She's on the board of Action for Healthy Kids, which is a school-based nutrition and wellness program. It's nationally, it's a national organization, and we're raising money for child obesity and child wellness and family nutrition education. Mm-hmm.
That's
physical
great.
Activity is really the key. I'm a New York City public school teacher. I happen to be homesick today with a fever,
I
have 48 hours before this race. So
you're going to have to like
get me well.
Dose on your fever reducer of choice, your Tylenol or your ibuprofen or whatever, and get out there and do it, huh?
We're going to do it. Yeah, this is a really important cause. And it's important to share with the children that you see through
right.
your goals.
All right.
And you do everything in your efforts and your power to overcome challenges and adversity. And Sandy is certainly something that my wife and I worked very hard to overcome since we lost our apartment. And so many other thousands and thousands of people
right.
across the tri-state area have been stricken with this challenge. So
and Martin, I know you speak for
our thoughts.
I know you speak for a lot of people and a lot of people who are running on Sunday and what they'll be thinking of. And good to hear that you're running for that charity. So thanks a lot for checking
Thank
in.
Thank you for supporting us, and we really appreciate it. And good luck to everyone. And we'll be thinking of all the Sandy victims.
Thanks
Thank
a
you.
Lot, and good luck out there on Sunday. All right. How about you, other runners? 212-433-WNYC 433-9692. What are you going to be thinking as you set off on Sunday? Billy in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Billy.
Hi, Brian. I'm not worried about security. I think New York Roadrunners has taken a lot of steps after Boston to really up the security, not just at the marathon, but at their other races throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm more worried about is my own performance. I've been running the New York City Marathon since 2008 every year, and having a two-year break from that, since my last marathon, I'm worried going into it about if I'm going to be able to do as well as I have in the past.
You're more worried about shin splints than you are about somebody carrying a suitcase bomb, huh?
Yeah, though I'm sure when I'm 100 yards away from the finish line, some of those suitcase bomb ideas might be going through my head. But I'm really confident that New York Roadrunners is going to keep all the runners safe this year, and the viewers, too.
Billy, thank you very much. And, yes, the NYPD has been talking about enhanced security at various locations and certainly around the finish line. So that's going to be an extra annoyance, at least, for some people. We will find out how much on Sunday, and hopefully everybody will be safe. 212-433-WNYC runners. Sarah in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sarah.
Hi there. So last year was supposed to be my first marathon in New York, and I ended up switching to a really, really tiny one in Pennsylvania. And last year my goal was to basically look at my Garmin pace the whole time. And I'm really realizing with Hurricane Sandy that this year what I really want to be able to do is take the time to taking all the crowds cheering and really enjoy all the sights.
That's great to hear. And so you did run a marathon. I didn't think about that. I should have thought about that last year for the people who trained, but then the marathon was canceled. Find another marathon somewhere and at least complete your goal.
Yeah, I did kind of a crazy feat. I happened to find a really tiny certified marathon that was on the same exact day in Pennsylvania.
Congratulations, and glad you're going to get to do the New York on Sunday. Good luck out there.
Thanks so much.
Runners, 212-433-WNYC. What will the marathon mean to you this year? Will you be thinking anything different and differently than you have in the past if you've run past marathons? Or are you running for the first time this year because of Sandy or because of Boston? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Michael in the West Village, you're on the air. Hi, Michael. Michael, you there?
Oh, hello, yes, I'm here.
Hey there, you're running on Sunday?
I'm running on Sunday.
And?
I have to say, I'm super excited. I feel I was here. This will actually be my fourth official New York. Last year I ran in Central Park on the day just because needed to do it, needed to just be part of the city and to honor it and to know that by running was also honoring and, you know, sharing the energy with everyone about everything that had happened with Sandy. So and this year, it's just wonderful to run it and honor it by just moving our way through every borough. And I also run for a charity, which is why I did it last year, too, was to all the people who had supported. I just wanted to really, give it back the way that I said I would with all the donations for the Reef Foundation.
All right. That's great that you're running for them and that you're running it all. Michael, thank you very much. By the way, on security, this year there will be more baggage inspection areas. Delegates marching in the Parade of Nations will not be allowed to walk with bags. At all the pre-race events throughout the week, only one bag is allowed, no bigger than a purse. And spectators for the race in the Central Park grandstand will have their bags inspected. No bag bigger than a purse and no strollers allowed. So keep that in mind if you plan on going to meet somebody at the finish line on Sunday. Elizabeth, at the Javits Center, I think I know what you're doing at the Javits Center.
I'm picking up my number, but I'm actually not even out of my car yet. There's a massive line winding around the corner. I've never seen it like this. I've run the marathon dozens of times, and I don't know what they're doing inside in terms of checking bags and security, but no one, it's a long, long, long line. This is crazy.
I wonder if that is security related. Do you have any indication?
I can't see, actually. I'm just crossing over 11th Avenue trying to get a parking space, but it looks like there's probably a mile-long line of people just waiting to get in. It just keeps on winding around.
And I hear it's raining out there. Yes, I can't see from where I am.
I don't know if these are all people coming from, out of town who are arriving today rather than picking up their number, but I had to leave work early so I could come in today. I don't have to come in tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to actually make it through.
Everybody's going to get the same cold that our first caller had just in time to run the race. Elizabeth, good luck out there. Thank you for checking
in
with a little bit of reporting. Some prohibited items this year. A few new things that runners can't use. We know several runners who don't like the new prohibition on camel packs or hydration vests, those rubber water bladders that you can wear as a backpack and sip from as you run. One runner friend of ours trained all year using one, then found out she wouldn't be able to use it in the race. Runners can still run with the so-called fuel belts, by the way, if you're curious about that, and handheld water bottles. And, of course, there will be water and Gatorade stations every mile along the route. Mark in Randolph, you're volunteering at the race?
Yes, that's right. Good morning.
Hi there.
Myself and, well, frankly, thousands of local people volunteer for the marathon to help operate it. One of the things that, as a runner, you probably don't really get to see is what happens behind the scenes. In order for us to be able to get 40-some-odd thousand runners across the start line at Fort Wadsworth and across the bridge and into Brooklyn and so on, it takes a gargantuan effort and, one which, of course, we're happy to do. But at the same time, we get payback by seeing the runners do it. So, there's an awful lot of us and, we're really very pleased that the runners, turn out and in turn, make use of the work that we do on their behalf.
Mark, that's great that you do that with the ham radio. Good luck out there. Another restriction, and some people run in costumes, post-Halloween. Costumes covering the face or any non-form-fitting bulky outfits extending beyond the perimeter of the body are now not allowed. Some people do it just to have that extra little bit of fun as they run the marathon. Ulrika on the Upper West Side, you're going to get our last 20 seconds. You're running on Sunday?
Yes, I am, for the first time in honor of my 50th birthday.
And what are you going to be thinking as you're out there, outside of yourself?
I'm going to be thinking about everybody who's coming from different walks of life and all their inspiring stories and, of course, of the Sandy victims. I'm just very excited to be taking it all in. And
Ulrika, happy 50th birthday and good luck on Sunday.
Thank you very much.
And good luck to all you runners. Have a great marathon Sunday. Have a great weekend, everybody else. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Talk to you Monday morning.